Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Oklahoma FFA and the Oklahoma FFA alumni proud of the performances of Oklahoma FFA members at the 2017 National FFA Convention and Expo. National winners from Oklahoma include Kyle Young from Owosso FFA, National Champion Extemporaneous Public Speaking, National Beef Production Proficiency Champion Lane Fanning from Laverne FFA, and Fiber and Oilseed Production Champion Luke Muller from Navajo FFA. The Oklahoma FFA, I can, we will.
Cattle futures today were under significant pressure. We closed anywhere from 95 lower in April, live cattle at 126.02, to $1.90 lower out in August at 114.97. The December front month was 119.50, down to 107. That is a pretty significant slide from the high about 10 trading days ago. They went up to as high as 127.87 on the November the 2nd. So again, significantly off the highs there. Feeder cattle, the same story. November, the front month, expires in 2 days on Thursday, and they were down $1.07 at 157.62. January is down 307 at 153.90. That was about 40 cents off of their lows. If you look at a chart there, they have sold off nearing the moving average here. The January 50-day moving average is 152.71, about $1.20 lower than the current price. And the high was 162.07 back on October the 3rd. So nearly $8 sell-off there for the live cattle. Box beef at midday was down at 76 cents on choice, down 46 on select. We have a cattle on feed report this Friday. Early estimates for on feed are 106, placements of 109, and marketed 105. Now, those are extremely early estimates, but that report will be this Friday at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed bag today for the grain futures. We had corn and beans both lower. December corn down 4 3/4 at 337.5. That is new contract lows here for the December life of the December contract. Going back to this summer, they went as high as nearly 420 back in July. Now we're 337, so about 80 cents off their high. The last December's contract made a low in August of 16 of 315 3/4. So that's kind of an area people are looking at for the next support level now that we're making new contract lows for corn. Soybeans were down 4.5 to 6.5 cents. Put January beans at 967 3/4, down 6.5. Not new contract lows there. The last lows there were in August, about $9.30, so about 37 cents lower than the current price. And then wheat futures were strong, up 1.5 to 3 cents. July Kansas City closed up 1.5 at 4.74 1/4. They've really been trading sideways for about the last month. Now, winter wheat is said to be 95% planted, so almost nearly done there. Corn harvest 83%, normally 91%, so behind pace. And then beans are 93%, where normally 95%. Hedge funds are still short the wheat and corn and long the soybeans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.